Hey League, what's up? Michael Vick here with your Expotables podcast. Christopher has become unavailable because he's never available. Anybody who ever tries to book anything with him will understand, with a daughter in like 17 soccer leagues and whatever. So he's not it. So I'm doing this one solo. I'm going to go through and just, this is Sunday, week 3 at 9 a.m., just before the week 3 kickoff start. And I went through and I looked at everybody's teams, and I have some interesting tidbits that I want to tell everybody. All right, here we go. Welcome to The Expotables, a podcast hosted by Michael and Christopher Vick, where we talk exclusively about our fantasy football league known as The Expendables. If you're not in The Expendables, none of this will make any sense to you. Thanks for listening. First thing, the best week so far of any team has been from Sam, and his team name is Hard to Beat TWSS. And if you don't know what TWSS means, that's what she said. Very interesting. Interesting team name. In fact, there are two teams that are 2-0, me and Sam, Hard to Beat. And then we also have two teams that are 0-2. That's Doug, who really doesn't deserve to be 0-2. And then we also have Arctic Thunder, who kind of deserves it, but he's just had some duds on his team so far. The lowest point total has been from week 1, and that was from Sean, who had 83 points, less than 100. It's the only team to have scored less than 100 points any given week. And he had, I went through his team, and he had everybody underperform the projection except for his kicker and defense. So on a week where he just needed something from anybody, he got it from his kicker and defense, two of the crapshoots positions. Okay, kind of an overview of some surprise players this year. Austin Eckler, the number one running back in fantasy, he's killing it. He's doing well. Oh, and he's on my team. Also, Lamar Jackson. Those are the only two surprise players in the whole league. Some busts of the year. I mean, you got, obviously, your injuries. Nick Foles, who was a keeper. Tough luck, Sean. And then Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, got some injuries there. Anyway, so let's get to the team. So we're going to start in order of rank. So in first place currently is Sam, Hard to Beat, TWSS. He's got a roster of Matt Ryan and Tom Brady at the quarterback, McCaffrey and Marlon Mack at the running back, Julio Jones, Sammy Watkins, Hollywood Brown, and Adam Thielen in his flex position. Then he's got O.J. Howard at tight end. So, I mean, it's not hard to see why this team's doing well with Christian McCaffrey and Marlon Mack at the running back position. Tom Brady's lighting the world on fire at age 79. And Matt Ryan, also not a young pup, is doing well, too. His wide receivers are killing it, Julio, Watkins, and Brown. And then also Thielen, while he's not killing it, he's still scoring touchdowns. So, you know, there's just basically a lot of consistency going on with this team. There's a weak spot at tight end, O.J. Howard. He's had some duds, including a big fat donut last week. So he's looking for a tight end for sure, but his bench is a little short, right? Christian Kirk and Jordan Howard are the only two like relevant bench players on this team that I see. And so I think if we keep everybody healthy, which is a big if, when your wide receivers are Julio Jones, Sammy Watkins, and Marquise Brown, that is pretty iffy, then I think you'll be okay if everybody stays healthy. But then again, I also think Tom Brady's going to come back down to earth. Christian McCaffrey already did come back down to earth. Plus, no Cam Newton there. We're not really sure how many checkdowns the new kid, Kyle Allen's going to pull off. So that'll be interesting. I also want to point out that even though this team is in first place, they are second in points. The first in points will go to Christopher, whose team name is Strong Clavicles, which is very uncomfortable to say. Okay, in second place, also 2-0, is me. My team, I've got Lamar Jackson, who's lighting the world on fire. Austin Eckler, also lighting the world on fire. And then after that, I got a bunch of people who are doing pretty good. Pretty good. I got, you know, James Conner, who's kind of been okay, average. Derek Carr is pretty terrible, always looking for another quarterback if anyone's listening. Then we got at wide receiver Kenny Galladay, Emmanuel Sanders, Cooper Kupp. And that's adequate, better than adequate maybe. Don't have any bench spots at wide receiver. Sterling Shepard's down there. Picked up Terry McLaurin, so he's looking like a maybe. But Robbie Anderson, who I was counting on. And also on my bench, I got Tevin Coleman, who got injured, so that's kind of annoying. Anywho, so my team looks to be going well. I got some interesting depth situations at wide receiver and running back. But who knows? Maybe I could pull it out. And if Derek Carr can do something this year, even just be average, I think my team should be able to do well. All right, so we'll see what happens, see if this team can go 3-0 this week. All right, in third place, who has the most overall points? He's 1-1. He must have had had a tough week against somebody. We got Christopher. Strong clavicle, still uncomfortable. Yeah. And I think he wins the award of, like, the flashiest team. You know, he's got at wide receiver Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf, Marvin Jones, like all these people who are, like, big play guys. Marvin Jones, not so much. He used to be. And then at quarterback, Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. They may be number 1 and 2 in the league right now, which is why he's scoring so many points. But, you know, unlike everybody else listening to this podcast, not everybody, but most people, I don't think the Cowboys are going to do this all year. They just happen to have played the two worst teams in the NFL. Well, not the two worst. The second and the third worst. They're actually playing the worst team in the NFL today, the Miami Dolphins. And so I think you're going to get another good week, and then I think they're going to come back down to earth. I don't think the Cowboys' offense, especially Dak and the wide receivers, are this good. I just don't think they are. All right. So anyway, also some interesting facts about Dak. Did you know his real name is Rain Dakota Prescott? Now that's odd. And I just saw a commercial, a Chunky Soup commercial, where his brothers were like trying to give him some soup, and they're like really big dudes, so that's very interesting. All right, running back, we got Leonard Fournette, who already played this week, had 15 points, and actually earlier I said Austin Eckler is the number one running back in the league. Kind of a lie. It's really Leonard Fournette, but he's had an extra game, so that's not really fair. Chris Carson, I heard Rashad Penny's out this week. That's good for this week. And then also in the flex position, kind of got a disappointing season so far from Nick Chubb. He's been way awful. I was looking at the box score the other day, and I saw that he lost some carries and some receptions to D. Johnson. And I'm like, Duke Johnson? No, it was actually D'Ernest Johnson, everybody's second favorite D. Johnson. Anyway, speaking of Johnsons, we're going to get to Team Johnson and Johnson and Johnson, Johnson later. All right. In fourth place, team off suspension, which is a stupid name because nobody on this team is on suspension or about to be off. Actually, you know what? They have Golden Tate, who is about to be off suspension. Nice stash there, McCann. All right, let's take a look at this team. Mitch Trubisky, he's terrible. I can't believe he's on any lineup ever. At wide receiver, Chris Godwin. I'm a little shocked he's doing well. You know, I had him in a league last year, and he was really just below average. And so now everyone's like, oh, he's going to be a top 15 receiver. And you know what? So far he's come through, even though the Buccaneers have definitely not come through. So at running back, we got Lev Bell and Todd Gurley. If this was a team from 3 years ago, you would be rocking it. Actually, overall, I've kind of noticed that. This is like the team from yesteryear. You got Phillip Rivers, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, T.Y. Hilton, Julian Edelman. Like, these are all has-beens. They're all taken down a few ranks over the last few years, especially Gurley. What's going on with Gurley? Like, is he going to get some touchdowns for that team? And God, really, the Rams in general were just kind of like a one-year wonder, it's looking like. That's kind of scary. I'm a little shocked by Le'Veon Bell's usage so far. I thought that he'd kind of come back down to earth playing for the lowly Jets, but, you know, he's going against like 27-man fronts and still pulling it out, so good for him. All right, another question about this team. Evan Ingram, you would think that he would be lighting the world on fire, and he's adequate. You know, he's like number 5-ish tight end right now. He's okay, but there's nobody else to pass to. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Daniel Jones. He's going to get the start this week. I wonder if Daniel Jones is going to pass to him. All right, so that's all I got to say. James McCann, your team is 4th in points, 4th in rank. You are what your record says you are. Next, Fritz, the Dallas Sith Lords. This is our last team over 300 points. Kind of the big point scorers for this team. Zeke and Amari Cooper. Speaking of Cowboys homers. He's also got Kyler Murray. You know, I think Kyler Murray, he hasn't run yet. Last week he had 346 yards passing and zero touchdowns. So, you know, I think Kyler Murray could be something else this year. I think he could start doing a lot better, and I think he's flying under the radar. It's kind of unfortunate right now. Kind of an interesting situation here. We also have Gardner Minshew and everybody's favorite wide receiver right now, DJ Chark. DJ Chark, DJ Chark. Does anybody else think about that when they hear his name? Because I do. I know there are other people that have children. Dallas Sith Lords probably has no idea what I'm talking about. Fritz, you have no idea. But in all seriousness, I think if Zeke can kind of, you know, put together some more Zeke games and Jimmy Garoppolo can keep on doing what he's doing, this team could contend for a playoff spot. They're in fifth right now, but I think this is probably a better roster overall than team off suspension, than James McCann's team. You know, George Kittle at tight end also solidifies that position. David Montgomery's on the bench. He could come back, do some things. So anyway, also I want to talk about Aaron Jones. So he's got Aaron Jones in the starting lineup, and I think Jamal Williams is out this year, which is good, but if you've heard Matt LaFleur, he keeps talking about how Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams are going to split time, which is stupid because one of them is good, Aaron Jones, and the other one is not good, Jamal Williams. But overall, I did notice they both have a whole lot of extra A's in their first name, which means nothing. All right, moving on. Amanda's team Johnson & Johnson & Johnson & Johnson, needs a lot of, AIDS, Band-Aids. Anyway, so at quarterback, we got Russell Wilson. You know, every time I see Russell Wilson, I think about that. But what movie is that from? Russell Wilson. If anybody could just help me out with that, tell me what movie that is, I'd appreciate it. Also, we got Matthew Stafford. And then on the bench, Jacoby Brissett, which makes me hungry. Good quarterbacks, good depth. I think he's looking good. She's looking good there. At running back, you got Johnson and Johnson, and then at the flex, you got Johnson, a lot of Johnsons, so it's kind of interesting that the only female in the league has all these Johnsons on her team. Christopher, you want to talk about that? All right. Also, James Washington's on this team. I think James Washington is a definite sleeper. I'm wondering what's going to happen there. I know Amanda would be super excited if James Washington caught some passes. In fact, it's almost worth, like right now, you got Duke Johnson starting at the flex spot. I would strongly consider moving James Washington there. This week especially. I don't know who they're playing, but they're supposed to do the Mason Rudolph to James Washington connection is supposed to be a thing. Anyway, I'd think about it. I'd totally think about it. Anyway, so yeah, I think this team is looking pretty good. I think that flex spot plus the third wide receiver spot, you got Dudu Westbrook, who, you know, has been doing a bunch of crap. He's pretty terrible. I think you're going to have one weak spot on this team because I really don't see anybody on your bench who's gonna do well to take that spot. Marquise Goodwin's had a couple TDs, but he's not getting the targets. Not getting targets like you thought he might. So, you know, think about it. Maybe trade one of those quarterbacks. You know, you have three really solid startable quarterbacks. I would go talk to Miller Time because when we get to him in a minute, he is struggling at the quarterback position. All right. Kind of the surprise this year, seventh place in points, seventh place in rank, is John Sutton's team. Everyone, you know, he's been a world beater the last 2 years. He had Kamara in like the 27th round and Watson in the 28th round, and he kept them both. But, you know, his draft is looking a little iffy. You know, I don't remember exactly who he got with his first round, second round pick, but Josh Jacobs is doing well. He's a top 10 running back, but, you know, he's 10 pounds lighter and awfully, like, sickly looking this year so far, this week, I should say. So Josh Jacobs looks good. Carson Wentz has really been not as good as advertised. You know, everyone's going to say he's going to turn into a top five quarterback, having more games like he did that half an MVP season, but hasn't really come to fruition yet. Mike Williams, maybe he was a little overdrafted. I remember in the draft when his name was called or when his name flashed across my screen. I was a little surprised he went that early. So who knows? I do know that Sutton's trying to do some trading with me, and some other people have mentioned it. So it looks like he's trying to do a little revamp and get his team organized. But I will say Antonio Brown has been cut. So Josh Gordon is looking like a good solid starter going forward. This is another team that has an extra quarterback, Josh Allen, that's worth a start. So, you know, if anybody out there is looking for a quarterback like, you know, me, maybe we should talk to John Sutton. Also, I like Jacobs, but I don't like Devontae Freeman. So you and I, we'll talk. All right, next, we've got eighth in position, eighth in points. Kind of a surprise, I think. I thought his team was going to do a little worse than this. Eighth in points and position is my retirement life. That would be Thaddeus Vick, my father. You know, I will say that his quarterbacks are pretty terrible. Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton. Maybe I thought when I first looked at this roster, I was like, oh, man, that might be the worst in the league. And then I saw Landon, and oh, my God. You know, we're hurting at the second running back position. Wide receivers are looking stout. John Brown is on the bench. That's how good they are. And I can't argue with that. You got Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, Robert Woods, Larry Fitzgerald, who's like 20-something again. And then you got John Brown on the bench. I think I'd probably move John Brown in the starting lineup, maybe over DJ Moore until we can find out what Kyle Allen can do. But, yeah. Who knows? Tight ends, Jared Cook, he's bad. But everyone has to start at least somebody at tight end, so who knows? All right. You know, James White is the second running back in a PPR. I guess that's okay, but there's no depth there. Carlos Hyde's on the bench. You know, he's doing something in the team he's playing for now. Who's he playing for? I forgot. You guys know. Look it up. Carlos Hyde. Who does he play for? God, it's driving me crazy. Oh, yeah, Houston. That's right. Yeah, Houston, because that's why Duke Johnson's doing so bad. Yeah, so, you know, he's on a team that doesn't really pass to the running back. Carlos Hyde's worth something, and Duke Johnson, not so much. So, Amanda, you should cut Duke Johnson. All right, and then I've alluded to this for a while. Landon Miller. This guy is in a world of hurt. At quarterback, here are his quarterbacks. Cam Newton, out. Sam Darnold, out. I guess he kissed a girl who had mono, and so now he has mono. And so he had to pick up a quarterback this week, and the guy he picked up, Teddy Bridgewater. And he has no second quarterback. At his second flex position, I don't know exactly who he's starting. I think maybe, I don't know. In fact, you know what? Everybody on this bench is out. Look at this. Sam Darnold, Cam Newton, AJ Green, David Njoku. Everybody's out. Everybody. So everybody who's healthy is playing in the starting lineup, including Philip Lindsay, who's losing a lot of snaps to Royce Freeman, and Chris Conley, who, you know, could be something, but he's really running with the backups right now in Jacksonville. And so I don't know about having a third wide receiver with a rookie sixth-round quarterback, although it is Gardner Minshew, who's, like, not even afraid of the dark. So who knows? I think maybe Rashad Penny was in the lineup, but he's been determined out. So who knows? Who knows what? I mean, he's going to go down a player? I'm kind of curious. I'm going to take a look at his team here. I wonder who he put in that position with Rashad Penny out. Nope, he's still got Rashad Penny in there. Oh, he's got Justin Jackson sitting on his bench. So I guess he's going to start. He's going to have to start Justin Jackson at the super flex spot. So that's whoever he's playing this week, which looks like, oh, look at that. Sam, hard to beat. It's going to be really hard to beat this week. He's like a 60-point favorite. So SMU beat TCU yesterday, so I guess anything's possible. All right, 10th in points, or 10th in position, 11th in points is probably what I would consider the worst team in the league, which is Sean's team. At quarterback, you got Aaron Rodgers, which is great. Case Keenum, which is proving better than anybody thought. I'm still worried about what's going to happen when Washington keeps losing and they're going to be calling for Dwayne Haskins, which they already are. But, you know, Case Keenum's a good quarterback. I think he's gotten a bad rap. He did well in Denver. He did well in Minnesota. And everywhere he goes, everyone's like, we got to get somebody else in there. And I'm just like, well, he's doing average, better than average. There was a time last year I would have rather had Keenum over Dak Prescott in Dallas. That would have made a whole lot more sense. Anywho. So at running back, this is really probably the worst running back core. We got Matt Breida, who luckily Tevin Coleman's out for a while. I mean, if Tevin Coleman wasn't out, you would really have nobody actually starting at running back. So, and then the other running back is Malcolm Brown. I talked a little bit about Todd Gurley, and he's not scoring those touchdowns, but I don't know if that's going to keep happening. So, you know, Malcolm Brown, I mean, he's all you got right now until Melvin Gordon comes back, but I'd be looking at the wire, picking up backups, and trying my best to try to find somebody who can get in there. You know, at wide receiver, you got Beckham, Brandon Cooks, and Will Fuller, Curtis Samuel also. It's adequate. Odell Beckham, you know, if Baker Mayfield starts pulling off what Baker Mayfield used to do, that could really do well for you. So we'll see. If Melvin Gordon comes back from suspension, you'll have another running back in there, and Matt Breida keeps starting. And actually, he's doing really well, even though he's splitting time with Rashid Mozart or whatever his name is. You know, they're splitting time, but Breida's getting all the – he's doing well, and he's getting the reception. So who knows? I think this team is going to have a tough time making the playoffs, if I'm being honest. I'm going to have to squint really hard to see that happen. You know, Keenum's going to have to stay in that lineup. Malcolm Brown's going to have to keep scoring the touchdowns. Beckham's going to have to start scoring multiple touchdowns per week. I don't know. It's going to be tough. So in 11th place, we've got Doug. And really, this is unfortunate. He's 0-2, but on the as far as points go, I don't know if anybody's taken a look, but we have a pretty large number of people right between like 300 and 275 points. Basically you got Sam, me, and Christopher all in the 350s. And then you got a bunch of people between we'll put James McCann. He's got 330. So 330 to 350 are like the top four. And then you got like five or six teams right in the 270, 280s, 300s. And then you got the other guy, Sean, and then the other guy, Scott. Those are in the 220s. And so other than that, it's anybody's game. And all that big group of people in the middle are also all 1-1. So that's going to shake out a lot just this week when we start getting some 2-1s and 1-2s. So back to Doug's team. Doug's got Mariota, Cousins at quarterback, adequate, better than adequate, because at the bench he's got Drew Brees. So when Brees comes back, you're looking really good. At running back, Barkley, Michelle, that's probably one of the best running back combos in the league. Now, Michelle's a little iffy, right? He can go either way depending on what New England wants to do, which is always a crapshoot. The number one tight end in the league right now, I'm going to pause, see if you can guess it. That's wrong. Nope, that was not a good guess. The actual number one tight end in the league right now, Mark Andrews. Yeah, and he's not even starting for Doug, so I'm not sure what that's about. In fact, he went with Delanie Walker on Thursday, who already put up points. I mean, he did okay. Delanie Walker, you can always expect around 8 points from Delanie Walker. But Mark Andrews, who's like I said, the number one tight end in the league, on his bench. I would probably, because I know he's questionable, and that may be what Doug was thinking. But I think if Mark Andrews goes, I'd probably move him to the flex spot over Tariq Cohen. I'm going to keep an eye on this situation. I'm curious if that's what he plans to do. So, anyway, overall, you got at wide receiver, Davante Adams has been seriously underperforming, which is a lot of the reason why your team's in the position it is right now. And then at the other wide receivers, Jarvis Landry and Dante Pettis. Wow, now those are some bad choices. I see you got Antonio Brown on the bench. You know, when you drafted him, nobody really anticipated what was to happen. And now, who knows? Who knows? I know I'd like to be out of the situation if I were you. I don't know what you could trade for him, or I don't know. It's tough stuff, man. It's tough. All right, and in last place, 0-2, what least amount of points in the league, is Scott, Arctic Thunder. And honestly, I don't think his team's that bad. Goff and Mayfield at the quarterback, Mark Ingram and Miles Sanders at the running back. Now, Miles Sanders is a weak RB2, especially now. I think over time, when Philadelphia realizes that, you know, he's the best running back on their team by far, then that'll change. On the bench, you also have Devin Singletary, who, another example of once the coaching staff realizes he's better than 79-year-old Frank Gore. I don't know what's up with 79. I keep saying that. Anyway, we'll say, you know, 207-year-old Frank Gore. Once they realize he's better, I think he's gonna start doing well. But I know he's injured right now, so that could be why he's on his bench, why he's on Scott's bench. Anyway, your wide receivers are underperforming across the board. Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, he went from a top 5-7 wide receiver projected to probably somewhere in the 20s now. I'm not sure exactly what Mason Rudolph is going to do. I mean, there's a chance he could kick some butt, and then Juju can also kick some butt because of that. But we'll see. Stephon Diggs, he has got to put it together. I have him in my other league, and I am pissed right now. I don't know what his problem is. Kirk Cousins, that whole Minnesota offense is just running through Dalvin Cook and nothing else. And I'm kind of sick of it. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I mean, he's between him and Geronimo Allison, he's the better one. But I don't know if he's starter material. And there's nobody else on the bench. So at the flex, you got TJ Hockenson, Hockules, and Zach Ertz. So that's one of the best tight end combos. I don't know why you need two, but you do. I think probably if Singletary were in there, you'd probably have him in there over Hockenson. But I'm not sure exactly what you do in a normal situation. All right. That's the rundown of the teams. We got the matchups this week coming in a couple hours. Team Mustache, the number 2 versus number 3. Michael versus Christopher, twin versus twin. That is on the dock. That's going to be the number 1 matchup this week. Right now, the projected Team Mustache, which is me, is projected to win by 7 points. I think it's going to be by more than 7. I happen to think my team is awesome. We also have Arctic Thunder versus Johnson & Johnson & Johnson & Johnson. So Johnson & Johnson is the favorite. Arctic Thunder is really reeling right now. And so I think Amanda's going to pull that one out. Looks like going to be a high-scoring matchup between Doug and the Dallas Sith Lords, Fritz. That's the number 5 versus number 11. Doug's really wanting this win. He's 0-2 and shouldn't be. But Fritz is not there just to hand it to him, so that they're already projected to score over their total points. In fact, as of right now, Dallas Sith Lords is projected to have the second most points for the league this week. Hard to beat Sam going against Miller Time. That one's going to be a killing. I think if you had any money, you could put it all on Sam and be fine. We also have My Retirement Life, Thaddeus versus Sean, the other guy. That one looks like it's going to be the closest matchup. But My Retirement Life looks like they're going to pull it off. They're the favorite right now. They already got 15 points out of their defense, Jacksonville. So that's always a plus. They're 52% favorites right now. All right, that's our matchups. We'll see what happens. I think after this week, we'll have some determinations between who the men and who the boys are. And then, you know, Amanda will be right in the middle. She's 6th place. I bet she stays at 6th place. All right, this has been Michael Vick going solo with the Expotables. Thanks for listening. Peace out.